Science is interesting, and if you don't agree, you can fuck off.
Hello, Ellen.
Afternoon, Will.
How you going?
I'm marking first year exams, so, you know, not brilliant.
So great. You're doing fantastic. The weather's brilliant. There's no wind.
If there's any of those students listening to this, by crikey, I'll have words to you when semester starts again.
Well,
is it really that bad?
Hey, let's not dwell on that. It's our reunion, Ellen. I haven't been on the show in for a very long time.
Indeed, yes.
I've been missing Dear Science.
Yes, well, we've been missing you, Will.
So Ellen's been missing someone that knows a little bit about science, I think.
Hey, that's not, you guys
that
know
is
stuff.
Not true. That is
big
not true.
Wild.
Speaking of science, that is what the show's about.
Indeed.
First up, we've got a story, like I said, about Nazi warships, but in Norway, I believe it was.
Yeah, yeah.
And how they used chemical gas smoke screens and how that's affected trees.
Yeah, no, this is a really nice little story, one I knew absolutely nothing about, and it's just come out very, very recently. So your listeners may have heard of the tirpitz, maybe, possibly. Maybe. No? Okay.
Enlighten me.
But you've heard of the Bismarck, maybe?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So the Bismarck and the tirpitz were sister ships, so they were sort of built same design and everything. And the tirpitz was a bit bigger, and it was built in 1941, and the Germans were going to use this to sort of wreak havoc on the Allied convoys running from Britain to the States, and from Britain also to Soviet Union up in Murmansk, up above the Arctic Circle. And so they wanted to get rid of the ship, obviously, and the Germans didn't want them to get rid of the ship. So the Germans would, they based the tirpitz in Norway, and there's plenty of fjords in Norway to hide a big old battleship and stuff. And so I guess the Allies were never quite sure where it was. Came out occasionally, lobbed a few shells, and then went back into hiding and stuff. And in terms of hiding itself, they would do a few things. One thing was to cut down a whole lot of trees and sort of cover the ship in trees. So,
oh, that's, which it's pretty pragmatic. I like this.
Which hides it from, I guess, aerial reconnaissance. And the other way was to use, and I never knew this, was a chemical fog.
Yeah, because when I read this, it said chemical fog.
Yes, indeed.
Which, I mean, at the beginning, I was sort of like, oh, you can use, well, I mean, I grew up playing video games and stuff, and, you know, there's smoke bombs and it hides the people or whatever, you know, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But it's actually a damaging chemical.
Oh, my goodness, is it? What? Yes. And I'm amazed that they use this, but the chemical they use is a thing called chlorosulfuric acid.
Sounds great.
Well, it's even stronger than sulfuric acid. So if you've ever had anything to do with sulfuric acid, chlorosulfuric acid is a sort of a league apart in this. And what they do would be to mix this with water, and you get this very, very vigorous reaction which ensues, and you get this sort of vapor or cloud of a mixture of hydrochloric acid and sulfuric acid in the air. And this creates a fog which apparently hides the ship, and again, you know, from prying eyes. Now, a mixture of hydrochloric acid and sulfuric acid, you can well imagine, isn't going to be the best for the environment. And
well, I mean, first of all, not great for the environment.
No.
Second of all, ships involve people to drive them.
That's what amazes me, that they would use this around the sailors, because, you know, you go inhaling this stuff. It's it's a nasty mixture. So what the hell they were thinking using this, I don't know. But so, you know, this is the ultimate acid rain, really. You know, this is this really is. But very, very recently, so there was a German scientist who was sort of looking around the fjords, and she was interested in counting rings and trees and stuff like that. And so she got to this fjord where the tirpitz had been, and started looking at a few trees there and the growth rings on the trees. And she found around the year 1945 that the growth of some trees actually stopped and didn't resume again for another sort of 7 or 8 years.
Wow.
That long?
So, yeah.
Far out.
Hmm. So the tirpitz was sunk in 1944, and so obviously they were doing all of this sort of stuff around that time. And she really couldn't get her head around why these trees should be so stunted. But then apparently a colleague suggested to her, oh, you know, the tirpitz was around there then. And so a little bit of digging and stuff. And they found that, yeah, this is what they used for their chemical fog. And so obviously it really ripped the shit out of these trees. And there were some trees there that sort of took about 30-odd years to get back to normal growth.
Far out.
Yeah. So what they conjecture happened was that the needles on the trees, they're pine trees, so the needles were destroyed, And obviously, if the tree doesn't have any needles, then it can't photosynthesize, and so it can't generate biomass, and so it can't grow. So,
and how do they tell how? I mean, there's the thing about the rings on trees.
And that's how they were going. So there were actually no rings for 1945.
But how do they know there were no rings for that time?
Because they can date the tree back, you know, from the present day. So you just count the number of rings from the present day and go backwards. And then they would find that, oh, you know, here's something obviously very, very wrong about this time, about 1945. And
would you see any noticeable differences in the way the rings form? Would they be closer or further apart?
Apparently closer, and to some extent, it's just non-existent. And what they also found was that there was a distance dependence. So the place where the Tirpitz was, they'd go 1K, 2K, 3K, 4K away. And by the time they got 4K away, they would find that there was no... change to all the trees, so that, you know, that's a big distance for the stuff to travel and sort of impede the growth of the trees. So it's a remarkable little story, this, and
it shows us the dangers of chemicals, like we say recently with the chemical weapons attack in Syria and things like that.
Yes, indeed.
Shows us how intense this sort of stuff can be.
Not to give chemicals a bad name, though, Will. You know.
No.
No, not chemicals in general.
I would never talk down to your love.
So, yeah, I thought that was a nice little... Well, not necessarily a nice little story, but a very interesting little story, I'd say.
It's one of those stories that you'd bring up at a bar and go, I know this, and people go, how do you know that? Talk to Alan.
Well, I mean, you'd have to remember the name of the guest, really. I don't know. Can you remember it?
The next story... The next story is about, like I said before, eating plastic, but not humans eating plastic, because that would be... Not the best.
Wouldn't be probably the best, but again, a very interesting story that just came out in the last couple of days. So this all started about a couple of years ago, 2016, where they were looking at a Japanese plastic recycling plant where they were recycling all these plastic bottles made of polyethylene terephthalate, or PET. And they found a bacterium there that was apparently living off the plastic. And that, oh, goodness me, that's interesting. And so, you know, if anybody doesn't believe in evolution, you know, these bacteria evolved to live on plastic, you know, because, you know, plastic's only been around for sort of 100 years or so. And that's a very sort of quick evolution, apparently, you know, very, very, very rapid. Anyway, they're obviously interested in how the bacteria were doing this. And the way to figure that out generally is to... try and look at the structure of the molecules in the bacterium. So it's an enzyme in the bacterium. So an enzyme is just a gigantic molecule, basically. Huge. Essentially made up of a whole lot of amino acids, and it's folded in a particular way, and blah, 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 blah. So